Can you hear me now?
We can. Just like Verizon. Before you go, I know you have a prepared speech, but I just want to ask you something. We've had an interesting development in this case. We originally had a lot of issues that brought some interesting constitutional and other challenges. But we asked Judge Shimizu to clarify her ruling from before, and we now know that she permits you to amend your complaint, which means you probably don't have an appealable order, which means we probably don't have jurisdiction to hear this. Would you comment on that?
In terms of jurisdiction in the 2018 complaint, I want to make a distinction, and maybe not everybody in the audience knows there's a 2017 right. complaint.
And the only one we have in front of us is 2018.
Thank you.
Put aside your appeal from the denial of the preliminary injunction.
Great.
We all think we have jurisdiction over that. You have a bunch of First Amendment claims. And the judge struck the complaint. And as Judge Smith said, we went back to her and said, did you mean to throw it out forever, or did you mean to give them another chance? And she basically said in the order that she sent back to us, oh, they can have a do-over. They can replead those. If that's what her order said. Doesn't that make the judgment with respect to everything but the preliminary injunction not appealable?
I think the way that I read the
I think he's looking for a yes or no.
Well,
is that in your vocabulary?
The answer is yes. But, of course, lawyers are paid almost by the word, but yes.
But we're not.
We're yes.
We're in a fixed salary.
And yes, it is an option.
Well, it's not only an option.
It's a requirement, isn't it?
We don't have jurisdiction.
Okay, thank you. In terms of the jurisdiction, the way that I read the clarified order is that she said she left a road map of multiple ways that State Water Reserve would be able to...
So that your claim was not dismissed with prejudice with respect to the First Amendment.
That is correct.
She said you may reassert it. You can do it in the 2017 action. You can do it in the 18 action. I might combine them both together and you can do it there. So that issue is no longer in front of us, is it?
In other words, we don't have a final appealable order.
We don't have a final appealable order.
Okay, so those of us who aren't paid by the word can put that issue aside and turn to the issue of the injunction, correct?
Okay.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
It's in my vocabulary.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so we will focus on the preliminary injunction order in terms of the entire case. I want to make sure that I'm understanding maybe the area that you're
the injunction you sought was to stop the city of Scottsdale from interfering with petition gathering to put a proposition on the city ballot at the last general election that dealt with construction or development in the McDowell Preserve, correct?
That is correct. In the temporary restraining order preliminary injunction motion that we filed, we requested 7 claims for relief.
Okay, so if we were to remand that to the district judge today, what relief could she give you?
She would be able to give all, if not all,
most. Can she enjoining development on the preserve is moot because there's already a law that enjoins development on the preserve absent the vote of the people, correct?
That is correct, except that that I think the ballot initiative that passed and the law that passed stopped the development, but that wouldn't necessarily prevent the city of Scottsdale from beginning or starting that process.
Well, but why are you entitled to that? I mean, there's no law that prevents them from beginning or starting that process, so I'm not sure what injunctive relief you still think you're entitled to.
In terms of the development, or the first cause, which is the development, on the Snorren Mountain Preserve.
Are you preparing a new petition?
That's, I guess, potentially what...
I just said what I asked. Is there a petition gathering, a signature gathering a process that you want the city not to interfere with?
It is currently not in process. It is something
so
the City Water Preserve is working towards.
Well, so what is there to restrain?
The restraining would be the continuation of City Water Preserve's, the Political Action Committee's, right to go get signatures, go out to the community. And
well, that's a question that my colleague just asked me. He said you weren't doing that. To gather signatures to start the process again.
No, that's absolutely. That's for the 2020 election. We're kind of waiting to see how we have the protection in place.
So as for the 2020 election, is there any evidence that they're interfering at the moment with any collection, signature connection, collection gathering activity?
Currently, there is no collection gathering that's going to take place.
So there's no injunction you need to stop them from interfering with it because it's not going on.
That's not necessarily true. What's happening here is the Save Our Preserve, and we've led this, but Save Our Preserve was comprised of between 125 and 150 volunteers of either money or donors of time. They were volunteers of time and donors of money, and they were going out to get signatures in.
You know, they may have done bad in 2016. Let's assume that for the moment. They're going to say they did.
Right.
I don't care. The question is, what injunction would we give you today? What relief would we give you today? The world has moved on since then.
Specifically, the requests that we have would still apply, which would be that there wouldn't be enjoining the city of Scottsdale agents or employees, including police officers, from seizing volunteers and property and Save Our Preserve signs without advance notice that the property or sign is unsafe or creates a bona fide.
Do you have any signs out?
Currently, no.
The court's open. I mean, if you put signs out and they seize them, you can go back and ask for something. But I'm trying to figure out on this record what dispute still remains with respect to injunctive relief.
Because SOP, Save Our Preserve, does have ongoing, because it's ongoing and Save Our Preserve is still going to be active in the 2020 election cycle, the volunteers that have been out to gather signatures, they've stopped going because they feel pressure from the police or from the city.
Well, let me ask a question differently. The case gets remanded to the district court.
Yes.
You can surely seek injunctive relief with respect to any illegal current activity that you think the city is involved in. But I'm trying to figure out why the dispute over what the city did in 2016 is still alive.
Well, it was in 2016, 17, and even to the beginning of 2018.
All dates behind us.
Okay, right.
Right, and when the judge denied the preliminary injunction, what year was that?
2018.
Okay, so up until
I'm sorry, there was just a dismissal of the 2018
right.
complaint, and then the 2017 is when...
But as we're here today...
Yes.
There's no petition gathering going on.
That's correct.
There's no signs being put up.
Today there
and
are
no
signs.
Interference.
What can we do for you?
There's no development on the preserve.
You can place an injunction that would stop the city
from even thinking about doing this, right?
Creating a notice right now, the way that it plays out is that whenever the volunteers will go out to gather signatures, the police arrive and then start telling them that they need to go into the
That's happening right now?
Zones.
That's happening right now?
But they don't do it anymore because they've been pushed out.
Is that in the record?
Yes. No, yes.
They're currently doing that and that's in the record?
Well, it was at the time that we filed the complaint.
You can make a new record, but the record we have in front of us only deals with activity that's no longer occurring, correct?
I'm sorry, I'm misunderstanding.
Sure. Is there anything in this record that tells us that the city of Scottsdale is currently engaging in any activity that you believe to be illegal?
We have the video evidence that we've submitted, although it is
still in the past. That's history.
Correct. We don't have that's going on today. When we applied for that application, that was what was happening.
The problem we're wrestling with, counsel, is
sure.
this. You had an election that was going to be coming up. You wanted to gather signatures. You complained about all these things that the police and others did in the city. Turns out that you didn't get enough signatures. Somebody else did, and 420 was passed. All of the relief you sought apparently is already part of the ordinance of the city of Scottsdale. I can't find anything that you have asked us to do that pertains to the current situation. You do speak to the past, but not to the current situation. Isn't it a classic mootness issue here? It's just done. It's over. And as a matter of injunctive law, what can we do? What do we restrain? There's nothing going on.
Well, the request for injunctive relief and the enjoining, well, the request for enjoining, having the officers enjoined from, like, in count number 5, would be something that would apply to all public groups, not just SOP. And it would be something that would allow the Save Our Preserve members to then begin re-engaging with
So you're looking for a blanket injunction stopping all police everywhere in the world from doing this? Is that what you're looking for?
This is limited to the city of Scottsdale.
Okay, and are you representing everybody? Where's the standing? You have your own issue, but you've already told us nothing's going on with respect to you. You might do it, and as my colleague has pointed out, you can build a record, you can file a new lawsuit. But what you complained about before, the election's over. It's done. It's over. There's nothing. If we granted you your injunction, it wouldn't change anything.
That's as far as just point number five. Remember, there were seven of these requests for relief. So there are others in terms of submitting written petitions and having those written petitions acted upon by the city council.
Do you have a petition pending to be acted?
They're current. Well, what happens is
the answer is no.
The answer is no. But
yes, we have two.
That's in this record?
Yes.
The answer is yes, it's in the record.
There are two,
and the reason that...
There are two petitions that have been submitted to the city council.
Correct.
And the relief you want, only one person gets to talk.
Thank you.
Actually, two, but we talk at the same time.
Sure.
What does the record show with respect to those petitions?
The record shows that in March of 2017... Mr. Stewart went to the city council, submitted a written petition, and then the city council acted opposite the city charter, which city charter does not give the city council permission to take no action.
And so you described all of that in your original complaint. The district court found throughout your complaint,
yes,
but has now said you can go back and restructure that complaint, bring in new information, presumably bring in the chilling effect of past activity, but that's all in the future, right?
The answer is what? The submission of the complaint is in the future, yeah. Or the amended complaint.
So the city council threw out a petition 3 years ago. You're writing the injunction for me. What does the injunction say?
That the city council has to follow the city charter. It can't just make the decision to take no action. The city charter requires an action to be taken.
So you're seeking something in the nature of mandamus?
Correct.
You're seeking to restrain them from not acting?
Correct.
Did you seek mandamus?
There was a mandamus request in our appeal, yes.
Is the mandamus in front of us? I'm not sure that the...
I don't remember seeing any
request
for mandamus.
I'm not sure the mandamus is an appeal of war.
Forgive me then, and I misspoke.
Yeah.
Bottom line is, what can we do? What can we do to help you? I mean, everything you've complained about occurred in the past, or it's part of a state action. The district judge has said you can amend your complaint. If you got something new, as my colleague pointed out, you can certainly do that. But I frankly don't know what we can do for you. What you've asked for now is part of it's unappealable. The rest of it, it's all in the past. It's all done.
Yeah,
what do we do?
Let me answer that. You can get damages for what they did in the past. That's the whole purpose of amending your complaint. But an injunction, I'm trying to figure out what we're stopping them from doing.
Plus, you can't appeal damages at this point.
Right. So, I'm sorry, I'll get your question, I'll be able to answer that.
Well, no, I'm saying, I want to make it clear. The judge said you could amend your complaint, and you can seek damages against the city for all the bad things you allege they did. I'm still stuck on what are we going to restrain them from doing at this point in time?
You'd be restraining them from violating Save Our Preserve's volunteers and Save Our Preserve's civil rights to participate in elections.
You mean just in a blanket basis?
Well, again, via the specific request, which would keep the police officers and require the police officers to simply provide a notice to anybody that's gathering signatures that they're creating a health or safety hazard, that signs that are out are creating health and safety hazards before they're seized.
Without regard to the facts in front of us right now. We don't know whether or not a future volunteer may be putting up an illegal sign or creating a hazard, but we're supposed to now... The reason that you're not representing yourself in this case, sir, is that easier. We're supposed to enjoin them from what?
From violating
their own charter.
Violating their own charter and violating also the volunteers, SOPs, and the volunteers' civil rights and rights to participate in election signature.
Do you want to save any of your time?
I do.
Less than a minute.
Thank you very much.
Less than a minute. Okay. So, let's hear from the city. Is there anything left?
Good morning, Your Honor. Scott Claus, Dickinson Wright, on behalf of the City of Scottsdale, the defendants against whom SOP sought an injunction. First, thank you for coming to ASU on behalf of ASU and my class, who better be sitting behind me right now. We thank you for doing this. It's very important and helpful. Your Honors have covered most of the ground.
Have we covered all of it?
He
says, I agree. My civil rights claims for damages remain viable, and I'm going to make them an amended complaint. Or I have the ability to make them an amended complaint. So that's not in front of us. Is there any live controversy with respect to the injunction?
There is not, Your Honor.
Do we have to decide anything else other than that?
You do not, Your Honor.
So, isn't that your whole argument?
It is, Your Honor. And I want to both train myself and, again, the class sitting behind me, they better be. The lawyers need to know when to shut up. But there are two things that I just want to address in the argument made by SOP, just so the court is disabused of those notions. And it brings to mind my favorite, a legal quote, which is from John Adams, which is that facts are stubborn things. Your Honor asked about, what can we enjoin? And the answer was you can stop the City of Scottsdale from interfering with SOP's volunteers. The evidence produced in the district court by SOP, again, the evidence produced by SOP in the district court demonstrates unequivocally that as of October 2017, SOP has no volunteers. The affidavit, the declaration.
That's a merits argument, isn't it? What you're saying is if the case is not moot, we should nonetheless affirm the injunction.
Well, what I'm saying, Your Honor, is that if the case is not moot, this court can't revisit under Doe versus Trump. This court can't revisit the factual conclusions, or it should not revisit the factual conclusions of the trial court. It only has to ask one question: did the trial court get the law right? And the trial court got the law right because it applied the winter factors. And when the court applied the law to the evidence presented by Save Our Preserve Political Action Committee, it concluded that what Save Our Preserve Political Action Committee was saying was accurate, that it had no volunteers.
Counsel, with respect, I thought that she focused on the fact that there was no likelihood of success under the law and didn't really get into the other winter factors. Did I miss
something?
Actually,
Your Honor, the court focused on three things. It's on page 5 of the excerpt of record.
Okay.
It is the fact that the preliminary injunction sought by SOP was vague, that the preliminary injunction sought by SOP was overbroad, and that SOP had not met its evidentiary burden to demonstrate a likelihood, and this is what Your Honor's focused on, a likelihood of injury in the future absent injunctive relief.
So I take your position as affirm the denial of the request for a preliminary injunction, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
And the other aspects of the case are in limbo because Judge Humatiwa has now told us that she will accept an amendment if she wants.
Sure.
And we don't know what that amendment will be, but we do know this. If they go back to district court and refuse to amend, she'll enter a final judgment, and there'll be something to appeal from, and that's what your arguments are directed about.
Yes,
and there's,
Your
Honor, no need to talk about anything else, is there?
There's not, Your Honor.
Okay.
Further affiant saith not.
I never use that phrase, but again, thank you, Your Honor. This is the first time.
Oh, yeah.
I think we asked so many questions, and I'm not sure counsel got a chance to talk uninterrupted for a minute. Can we give him a minute?
If you promise not to ask
I won't ask any more questions.
Okay. All right. On the basis that my colleague's not going to ask you anything, we're going to give you 2 minutes to talk.
That doesn't sound too good. Thank you. I want to speak briefly about that there is a current going concern. In the complaint and the request for the temporary restraining order, we did submit a couple of affidavits, and affidavits did indicate that they're signed by volunteers to state that they will go back to their signature gathering once there's protections for them and they can be free and clear from harassment from the police. Second, never really touched on remand, I guess. I don't know what the decision will be in terms of jurisdiction or whether it's moot, but remand to a new judge hasn't been something that we discussed. And finally, as far as the...
We promise not to interrupt you, but that is
an extraordinary
remedy to ask the Court of Appeals to tell the clerk of court for the District of Arizona to assign this to another judge. And it only occurs where there's blatant evidence on the record of either impropriety or the like. Is there any of that here on the record?
What we have is
she ruled against you. You don't like that. Is that standing alone a reason to have it assigned to another judge?
And that answer alone is no. But if you look at the totality of the 2017 case, which is not necessarily in front of us, and significant delays in terms of getting the motion to dismiss her, I think that took 6 months.
So she's slow.
Correct. But that's a deprivation of
the You got
process.
A case that says if a judge is slow, we can give it to another judge?
I don't have
there
one
is no case, is there?
No, sir.
Okay. So.
And then finally, in regards to...
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you both. Thank you all. The case just argued is submitted, and the court stands in recess for the day.